and everywhere I go. I've heard from doctors and nurses who every day see children with illnesses that could have been treated earlier if their parents had been able to afford health insurance. Now, you may remember, I had a few ideas about health care, and I've learned a few lessons since then, but I haven't given up on the goal, and that's why we kept working step by step to ensure millions of children through the Children's Health Insurance Program. And that's why it's time to pass a real patient's bill of rights and provide access to affordable health care to every child and family in this country. But we'll never accomplish what we need to do for our children if we burden them with a debt they did not create. Franklin Roosevelt said that Americans of his generation had a rendezvous with destiny. Well, I think our generation has a rendezvous with responsibility. It's time to protect the next generation by using our budget surplus to pay down the national debt, save Social Security, modernize Medicare with a prescription drug benefit, and provide targeted tax cuts to the families that need them most. At this moment of great potential, let's not squander our children's futures. Let's elect leaders who will leave no child behind. Leaders who don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Leaders like Al Gore and Joe Lieberman. The other day, Bill and I were looking at pictures of our daughter from 8 years ago when this journey began. It's been an amazing 8 years for Chelsea, too, and we want to thank the American people for giving her the space to grow. Bill and I are closing one chapter of our lives, and soon we'll be starting a new one. For me, it will be up to the people of New York to decide whether I'll have the privilege of serving them in the United States Senate. But I will always be profoundly grateful to all of you and to the American people for the last 8 years. Really, the most important thing that I can say tonight is thank you. Thank you for giving me the most extraordinary opportunity to work here at home and around the world on the issues that matter most to children, women, and families. Thank you for your support and faith in good times and in bad. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for the honor and blessing of a lifetime. Good night, and God bless you all. Thank you very, very much.